Welcome to the Invisible India podcast. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Abhishek. We are a cross-cultural couple doing life in India, exploring the lesser-known mysteries of Indian culture,
interviewing fascinating figures who have charted new territories, and sharing life as we raise our multicultural family amongst the complexities of modern Indian life.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The sun is shining. It's India. The sun is almost always shining, so much that it feels like our enemy sometimes. The crows are squawking. The lizards are crawling the walls. It's a lovely day. We wanted to share a bit. I wanted to share a bit about our recent trip. We just returned from, we travel quite a bit across North India and for work and for fun when we get the chance. And this was an especially interesting experience. Today, I wanted to talk about five ways to be tacky at a five-star hotel. So we're used to staying in relatively cheap places. We typically love Airbnb. We have two small kids, so we like to cook our own food. We like to have a little living space, a little place for the kids to run around, and separate rooms to kind of keep the kids separate so they can actually sleep properly. Used our credit card points recently to stay at a five-star hotel in Gurgaon at the Hyatt. And we paid, I don't know, Abhishek can tell more in the show notes about how he actually does this thing. But with our credit card points, we booked this hotel for two nights in Gurgaon. And I think we paid like 309 rupees for the entire thing. Now, this also included breakfast and dinner at a five-star hotel. That's an excellent deal. And we enjoyed ourselves to the absolute max, which is kind of our personalities. We kind of suck the marrow out of every experience. And we're also admittedly both a bit cheap. So but anyone that knows us well will probably laugh at this and know that, yeah, the Kumars are super like that. Call us frugal, call us cheap, call us what you like. It's all right. We're not offended. So, you know, we earn local salaries. So we stay in joints kind of like this, kind of Airbnb, local. But this was on our credit card points, baby. So Abhishek is amazing at finding deals, and he can share more in the show notes of how he actually made this work. Usually when we go to Delhi, we stay in Bahargunj, which I think needs to start being called Bahar Grunge, because it's just like that. It's full of hippies. It's dirty. We took my parents there last year in December, in 2017 December, and we were crossing the street one time. It was so crowded that even a rat was having trouble crossing the street. It was zigzagging in and out. There were wheels, rickshaw wheels, running nearby it. It was dodging scooters and bikes and feet and all these things. And it ended up running right between my stepmom's legs. And it she was her first time in India. So you could just imagine how disgusting that felt to her. And I just had no other reaction but to burst out laughing because it was so disgusting. But yet it was so typical Bahargunj. It's just nasty. But also just full of life. That experience kind of sums up, even if it's unwanted life. So this is the kind of place we're usually staying in. Is it a hostel in Bahargunj or guest house Bahargunj, Airbnb, whatever. It's close to everything. It's near the rail station. We just like it. We love the food. We love the hippie stuff. It's just kind of our style. So when we go to a five-star hotel, you walk in and I notice how dirty my feet are. You just feel disgusting. In India, it takes me a little time to adjust. It takes me a day or so to adjust. Because these places are designed to make you feel intimidated or maybe to make you feel inadequate or maybe make you feel like you're better than everyone else all at once. Because I'm staying here and it's so clean and I'm set apart from the rest of the world and the rest of this country. So we walk in to the hotel after I realize my clothes are dirty from getting off the plane and the train or whatever. It's just like filthy. Our bags are scuffed up and I'm immediately self-conscious. And then our kids walk up and start taking ornaments off the Christmas tree that's sitting in the lobby. The staff says, oh, yeah, it's okay, you can keep them. So within seconds, the ornaments are broken, the reindeer horns have been chewed off, and our daughter has licked the glitter off of one ornament. Okay, I understand, kid, I didn't make Christmas cookies this year, you know, so eat this in its place, fine, Merry Christmas. So number one tip of how to be tacky is to break stuff. This time, we actually did a pretty good job of not breaking things. The Christmas ornaments aside, I don't think we actually destroyed anything in the hotel. Good job to us. The worst thing I can think of that we broke in a hotel was a crib. We were staying in Hyderabad once at a decent hotel. It wasn't a five-star hotel, but they brought us a crib for our baby, and we were not necessarily sure that we needed it. And we asked them, you know, oh, you can take it out. Oh, no, you keep it. Okay, fine. We kept it in the room, which was a big mistake. Our four-year-old decided that it was a perfect place for him to jump between the crib and the bed. So, of course, it's made of plywood, the bottom of the crib. So he jumped on it two or three times, and the plywood just crashed, cracked in half, and he goes falling to the floor. And, you know, it's a big scene. We had to pay several thousand rupees to fix the crib. We negotiated with them. Okay, we please, you know, can you just buy a new plyboard for this? We're not going to replace the whole crib. And they're complaining that, oh, this is imported. And we, you know, sir, it's imported and it's very costly. It's okay, well, everything else is fine. Just the plywood is literally broken. So can you just buy a new plywood? So this is how it works in India. You know, you just kind of, it's a little give and take, a little push and pull that happens. So the crib is definitely the worst thing I think we've broken at a hotel. Other than that, you know, the kids usually poop on at least one towel or bed sheet. Tip number two, how to be tacky at a five-star hotel. Ask for extra stuff. Pretty much every time we walk by the front desk, we're asking for something. Extra towels, more water, scissors to open our suitcases, because here they twisty tie the suitcase locks together, the zipper together. So, you know, we need scissors right away. And if you don't get it, then you can't get into your bags. And it's just how it works. So every time you go by the desk, you have to ask for something. And then they brought us something that we didn't need, a crib, in which we quickly declined. Please, please, please no crib. Please no crib this time. Tip number three, be loud. Our kids are being raised in India, running down the hallway as soon as we arrive. And we're trying, okay, you know, there's people. There's, you know, be quiet. There's people in their rooms. And, you know, we don't let our kids scream at night. You know, they're asleep. But during the daytime, they're excited. They're wanting to check out, you know, the hotel. Where's our room? Trying to figure out which room we're in. Talking loudly in the hall is definitely a habit of theirs. And speaking of which, you know, talking loudly in hotels, when we were staying in Pushkar at a guest house, our kid was being so loud. And it, granted, it was a guest house. It was like a haveli, so it was open in the center and all just concrete walls, so the sound went straight up. We were on the ground floor, and our kid was being so loud that this woman who was staying there came out and just started screaming at us, which I thought was super inappropriate. But I did feel bad because it was one of those situations where it was a good place for a family to stay, and it was a bad place for a family to stay, because you cannot keep your child pin drop silent at all times of the day and night. But you also can try to keep them from banging toys and running around in a place that has a lot of echo. So we were in the wrong, she was in the wrong, but this is just kind of how it is traveling with a small family, and this is the life. Probably the worst thing that happened in the five-star hotel was we made a lot of smudges on the window of the kids looking out and seeing the taxis come in and out of the little carport area. Tip number four of how to be tacky at a five-star hotel. Be sure and always pig out at the buffet. Like I said, we were fortunate enough, because Abhishek's ninja awesome booking skills, to get free breakfast and dinner. So I think the first night, Abhishek and I both ate four plates of food, something like that. You know, you got to have your salad plate. then you need to have your Chinese plate, and then you have to have your Indian plate, and then you have to have your dessert plate. So I think that that is what we did. And this is shows how we roll, okay? We're not the kind of people that go to a buffet and just, like, pile on the food and then leave it sitting and just throw it away. We're not that. I think we were both raised in families that valued frugality enough that it's just not a thing for us that we just take a bunch of food that we're not going to eat. So we both pretty much clean our plates, and our kids are taught the same thing. We don't get a lot of stuff on our plate that we're not going to eat. And if it's on your plate, it needs to be eaten. So I know that, you know, a lot of wealthy people don't have that habit. It's just, oh, I can leave food on my plate, no big deal. Better for it to go to waste than go to my waste. Neither of us have that mentality. In our defense, about eating four plates each, you know, neither of us really get this. We don't really get this kind of food where we live. We don't get these delicacies and this amazing five-star hotel food. So we cleaned up. But I'm going to lick the plate clean, bro. I mean, we just decided that we were going to eat huge breakfasts and dinners, and we pretty much weren't hungry for lunch. So I guess you can call that cheap or you can call that smart. I don't know. And then at the dinner the first night, it just shows how tacky. This is another tip on being tacky. They asked, oh, you know, do you want a bottle of sparkling water? And I said, sure, which I didn't think about. Of course, they're going to charge you for that. And it's a five-star hotel. So it's not the, you know, 18 rupee bottle of Bisleri or Kinley sparkling water that I get. It's a 250 rupee bottle, which, you know, all things considered, we're staying in this fantastic hotel for basically nothing. It's not a big deal to spend 250 rupees. But just the fact that it's a 250 rupee bottle of water, you know, you just kind of feel lousy. So, of course, we had to, like, I wouldn't say complain, but we did mention it to the guy, like, oh, why didn't you, like, you know, why didn't you tell us it's extra charge or whatever? I mean, totally my fault, but you kind of have to just see if they'll feel bad for you, which they did. This is a much longer tacky point of number four, because I think there are a lot of stigmas around food. The last breakfast, you know, we look over and we let our kids just eat whatever they want pretty much on vacation. Not whatever they want, but within reason. And we look over, we've limited our kid to one donut, one chocolate donut at breakfast. And we look over and he's gone to someone else's plate who has since left. And he's picking the chocolate off of the donut that's sitting on their table. So apparently we have zero class and also no control of our kids. Badge for us. Also, our kids seem to not be able to sit still at mealtimes. No matter how hard we try, we just cannot keep them sitting still. Some things I don't do, of course, is I'm not unhygienic. I don't, like, pick up stuff with clampers, what are they called in English? Jimta, tongs, English problem. One thing that we also don't do is we don't show up late to the buffet. I'll give us at least that much credit. I guess that's a plus against us of being tacky. Tacky tip number five, how to be tacky at a five-star hotel. Let your kids do things that are just meant for adults. So our kid has an obsession with treadmills, and wherever we're in a hotel, he knows that I'm going to be exercising and asks to join me. So when it's, you know, less crowd, of course I'm not going to, like, let my child go on the treadmill when there are other people around and they're waiting for the treadmill. But if there's no one in there, or if there's, you know, a few people, I'll go up and let him try it for a few minutes. So I did that for a few minutes, and then he figured out how to increase the speed. And definitely stumbled a bit after he was pressing the speed button so fast he couldn't run anymore. And I did catch him, but it was a little fun to see the nervous looks of a few other guests that were there. Oh my gosh, that kid's about to fall off the treadmill. And then another thing that is really only meant for adults is the lounge area. It is not written anywhere. There's no rules for any of this stuff. It's like the unspoken things that you look around and no one else has their kids there. So I don't think there were really any other, there were very few kids even staying in this hotel in the first place, because it's a Gurgaon and this is a business area. It's not a family area necessarily. A lot of business travelers stay there. So we're sitting in the lounge. I'm with my baby, the 1-year-old, and she's trying to get these little rocks outside of a plant that's sitting on a coffee table, and she knocks it over, and then rocks go everywhere, and dirt goes all over the carpet. But it was dry and easy to clean up, and no one really minded. And I'm pretty sure that our four-year-old also dialed the lobby a few times while we weren't looking. That's another thing that was, you know, off limits for kids, but he thinks he's bigger than he is, so what can you do? So that concludes our five tips. Call us tacky, call us normal, call us a family with kids, call us a cross-cultural couple stumbling through trying to figure out what norms we're supposed to follow. We're staying in this American hotel, but it's in India, so what set of rules are we playing by here? If we're playing by American rules, then all of these five things are super tacky. If you're playing by Indian rules, not so tacky at all. Maybe some things are tacky, maybe they're not. It's up for you to decide. Leave your comments for us. So just as we were leaving the hotel, as we were checking out, the kids, just as they had started at entering the hotel, started touching all the Christmas ornaments. And the hotel staff insisted that we just take them with us and don't worry about destroying them, because come to find out, they get a new one every year and they were actually go about to take it down anyway. I guess we aren't so classless after all. It's because they were about to throw it away. Cheers. Thank you.